Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join me today. And I'd like to share a message I've entitled, Of Mercy and Judgment. But before I do, let's just take a few moments to join our hearts together in prayer. Father, I thank you for this time that you've given us to share the goodness of the Lord, to meditate and to contemplate upon your truths and to learn from your word. I thank you also, Lord, for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, there are those that are listening that need a touch from you right now. Lord, I'm so grateful that when Jesus died on the cross, he said it was finished, that the entire work of salvation was accomplished, not just our spiritual needs, but the stripes laid upon the back of Jesus was for our healing. And so, Father, I speak forth now physical healing to those who are sick, to those who have infirmities in their body. I release the healing virtue of Jesus Christ, Lord, and I thank you for touching them now because you are the same yesterday and today and forever. And I thank you, Lord, for ministering to those who have been emotionally troubled and having gone through crisis. Father, I speak peace to their hearts right now. I thank you, Lord, for strengthening us spiritually to be your people, your body in this earth, in these times in which we're living. All of these things, Father, it's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. And so, Father, we look to you as the source of all goodness, the source of our strength. As for God, his way is perfect. And so, Father, we thank you that your will, your way is best. And we cleave to you and we cling to your principles and your judgment. And I thank you, Father, right now that you'll lift us all up and we'll feel the very present nearness of our God. In the name of Jesus, I praise you and thank you for it. Amen and amen. I was looking for a scripture just before preparing to make this broadcast, and I was looking up mercy, and there are so many references in the concordance about the mercy of the Lord. And one of the, you see this frequently in the Psalms, Thy mercy, O Lord, is everlasting. And our God is a just God. He will not tolerate sin. He's given provision for forgiveness, and that our sins, though they be as scarlet, though they be as red as crimson, he will put them in the sea of forgetfulness and will remember them against us no more. But it is for those who will turn to him. And so we're living in perilous times, beloved. Multitudes are in the valley of decision. And God being a just God, I believe there's not a single soul that will not have the opportunity to accept or to reject Jesus Christ, because he is the only salvation. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the door to the sheepfold. And for those of us who have come to him, his promises, his provision is continually being extended to us. And so we want to take some time on starting on today's broadcast, and as long as the Lord would direct, looking at an example of God's mercy and judgment in the Old Testament. Now, I know there are a lot of preachers, they don't really preach from the Old Testament, but this ministry is committed to the whole Word of God. Jesus came not to do away with the law and the prophets and basically what is recorded in the books of the Old Testament, but he came to fulfill them. And so he is the same God in both covenants, as I've shared from time to time, that God gave us examples from the Old Testament for our learning, that they would be examples to us. And so there's great richness to be found in the pages of God's Word as we delve into the truths that are being portrayed. And I want to do that right now. And so if you have your Bibles and are able, let's go to the second book of Kings. And I'm going to be reading some verses in chapter 1. And Lord, I just thank you for your anointing to be upon these passages that we're beginning to share today. And let, Lord, the spirit of revelation and application to our own lives and heart be very apparent. Let us understand the seriousness of the hour in which we are living. Let us pray as never before that those who are hanging in the balance, those who have not known the way of God, that they will respond, that they will hear and come to you before it is everlastingly too late. Thank you for your anointing upon the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, before I start sharing some verses in 2 Kings, the first chapter, I want to just share a little bit about the person we're going to be reading about, and his name is King Ahaziah, and he reigned in Israel, in Samaria, the 17th year that Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, reigned. And I'm reading now from 1 Kings, that 22nd chapter. And while you might not be familiar with the name of Ahaziah, he actually was the son of Ahab and Jezebel. In verse 52 of that chapter, it says, "And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. For he served Baal, and worshipped him, and provoked to anger the Lord God of Israel, according to all that his father had done." All right, so this is the person we're going to be looking at, but as we read it, and I'm going to take the time to actually read, I think it's going to be 16 verses, because some of you may not have a Bible, and some of you may not be able to read right now, or may not be familiar with the passage, but I want to share and examine with you and bring to light what we see of the character of God and the principles of God in this passage of Scripture. Verse 1, "Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab, and Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick. And he sent messengers and sent unto them, 'Go, inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease.' But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, 'Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, Is it not because there is not a god in Israel that ye go to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but thou shalt surely die.' And Elijah departed. And when the messengers turned back unto him," this was the king, of course, they never fulfilled their mission, "he said unto them, 'Why are ye now turned back?' And they said unto him, 'There came up a man to meet us, and said unto us, Go, turn unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Is it not because there is not a god in Israel that thou sendest to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore thou shalt not come down from the bed on which thou art gone up, but thou shalt surely die.' And he said unto them, 'What manner of man was he which came up to meet you and told you these words?' And they answered him, 'He was a hairy man and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins.'" And of course, that was enough description for Azariah to recognize. And he said, "It is Elijah the Tishbite, the prophet of the Lord." Now listen what happens. "Then the king sent unto him the captain of 50 with his 50. He went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of a hill. He spoke unto him, 'Thou man of God, the king hath said, Come down.' And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, 'If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And also he sent unto him another captain of 50 with his 50, and he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus hath the king said, come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto them, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain, this is the king, of the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of the 50 went up and came, fell on his knees before Elijah, and besought him, and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. And at that point, I'll skip a verse, the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, Go down with him, be not afraid of him. And he rose, he was obedient, and went down with him unto the king. And he said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Forasmuch as thou hast sent messengers to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, is it not because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore, thou shalt not come down off that bed on which thou art gone up, but thou shalt surely die. Okay, well, we don't have time to go into this, but I really hope you can be with me tomorrow. And you might say, well, this is a strange passage of scripture. It's a little scary in terms of hearing what happened. But we're going to examine these passages of scripture to see what we can learn and apply them to contemporary life in which we are now living. I'm talking about the mercy and the judgment of the Lord. Praise God. But as I bring this broadcast to a close, I do want to extend to you, my radio family, an opportunity to request a booklet that we've recently put together. It was requested by a physician, a medical director of a Christian facility who was very much impacted by a little booklet, Which Way Are You Running?, written by Brother Glass, and we'd offered it in the 80s sometime, and she heard Brother Glass on radio in the 1980s, was a young Christian, so impacted by the message. And after all this time, over 30 years later, she wrote and requested if she could have copies of that booklet. So we've made them available, and I want to make them available to you. Which Way Are You Running? It'll strengthen your faith for the times in which we are living and for the challenges that face you now in your life. We're happy to give them out without charge. Just request. You have to send your mailing address if you write an email. And in a moment, the announcer will give our contact information. If you have prayer requests, I invite you to write and share those with me. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.